only wants you to hire her to sell your home. She doesn't really have buyers. You'll soon be disappointed when she doesn't produce, but you've contracted with her and you're stuck with her. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and here's my guarantee. If you list with me and that other agent you interviewed really has a buyer, then I will sell your home for free. You can't lose. I can still sell your home to the buyer the realtor promised you, and you'll save thousands of dollars. Don't be fooled by agents who promise you they have the buyers.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
Everything we do makes a difference at Longfence.
Win the day with a Dunkin' deal. Get two egg and cheese wake up wrap sandwiches for $2. Made with tasty egg and melted cheese. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes, limited time offer.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Rock Creek Parkway, coming inbound, all lanes are coming inbound during rush hour. Watch for delays. They're really quickly growing, almost back near Connecticut Avenue, and has come off of Beach Drive to get past Massachusetts Avenue Waterside Drive, where we have the incident. Now, on the Beltway, inner loop of 210, that incident's been to the shoulder for a while, just a little distraction. Inner loop of the Beltway, broken down in the Annandale area. Inner loop as you approach Gallows Road along the left side, 270, trying to make the recovery here in Urbana. Crash gone, southbound at Route 80. And on Metro Rail, Green Line train still single tracking between Preview Plaza and Fort Totten. Track problem outside of the West Hyattsville Station. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today in the upper 40s, mainly clear tonight, upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine in the mid-50s, right around 56. Sunday, clouds and sunshine in the mid-50s. It looks like we're going to stay mild at least through the early and middle part of next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 degrees in Herndon, 20 in Beltsville, 28 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Donald Trump steps to the forefront of the anti-abortion movement today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL. WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. Coming up, 8:35 this morning, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. Busy, busy week in politics. A lot to ask him about. That's coming up. But right now, I'm Vince Colonnaise, and this is Mary Walter.
Joining us right now, Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, wanted you to hear this, and we're going to talk about it.
America is back, and that we are coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. And we're making our own product again, and we're opening up our factories again. At the center of America's resurgence are the massive tax cuts that I just signed into law. But the tax cuts are the most significant tax cut. Most significant reform in American history, with tremendous tax relief for working families, for small businesses, for big businesses that produce jobs, for just about everybody. Tremendous numbers, and you're already seeing what's happening.
All right, that was the president yesterday in Pennsylvania speaking to a group of factory workers. Steve, he's given himself a lot of credit for his jobs and tax cuts. Will the voter give him credit for it?
Well, first of all, I think he does deserve a victory lap here. I mean, the economy is just firing on all cylinders right now. It's hard to point to anything that isn't going right with the economy. And as you guys know, Larry Kudlow and I 2 years ago started with Donald Trump and helped him devise this tax plan. And I got to say, it's worked even better than we predicted it would. So you've seen the announcements. The Apple story really is the economic story of the year. It's an amazing story. $300 billion, not $300 million, Mary. $300 billion of new investment in the United States. $38 billion that they will pay in taxes. 20,000 jobs. I mean, does it get any better than that? And then you have the story about, I love the story of Fiat Chrysler, where they are building a new plant in Michigan with 2,500 jobs. I mean, when's the last time we were building plants in Michigan rather than seeing Michigan jobs leave? So. Great story. Look, it's still early in his presidency. It's only a year, but gosh, I mean, it's hard to say anything that's wrong.
Well, let me ask you about black and Hispanic unemployment. That's one other thing that he mentioned on the campaign trail, not the campaign trail, but at the rally yesterday, emphasizing that they're both hitting record lows, recorded lows. And Democrats are kind of making the argument, look, this is Obama's economy just tailing its way into the Trump years. But the president's saying, no, no, no. This tax plan, the fact that it exists, the fact that we got it through, making it the way it is. Where do you draw the lines?
Well, first of all, you're right. I mean, I was looking at a poll yesterday. 55% of Americans give Obama credit for this economy, not Trump. And look, that's because 55% of Americans don't like Trump, right? And they don't like his presidency, and so they're not going to give him credit if they don't have to. The liberals are sort of twisted in a pretzel, because I think when you guys and I talked a couple weeks ago, we chatted about how liberals had proclaimed that if Donald Trump was elected president, he would destroy the economy. Remember, they said that he would kill the stock market, that we would see a second Great Depression if Trump were elected. And of course, we've seen just the opposite. Now they have to pivot and say, well, no, okay, sure, the economy is doing well, but it's not Trump, it's Obama. Look, the economy was doing okay under Obama, not great. It was doing okay, and what's happened? I would say that the economy, which was driving in first gear under Obama, has now moved into second gear. It's clearly moved into a higher, shifted into a higher gear. We're going to see the numbers about a week or two on the fourth quarter GDP numbers, and those numbers are going to be probably the 3 to 3.5% range. That means three straight quarters of 3% to 3.5% growth. We never came anywhere near that in 8 years under Obama.
But here's the problem, though, going back to my original question to you, is that there's a poll out recently that said that, people say he's doing all right on the economy. They're not feeling it personally, and they're not giving him credit for it.
Well, I disagree with the first part of that. I actually think people are feeling it. You know, everywhere I go, I'm on the road a couple days a week. I go everywhere from Maine to Miami to California, and there's just a bounce of the step of the economy. Workers are feeling it. They're upbeat. Every poll shows that consumers are confident. Workers feel good about the job market. There was a poll out yesterday, I believe it was, 67% of Americans today rate the economy as good or great.
Yeah.
That's almost, that's a flip from where it was a year and a half or 2 years ago when Obama was president, where people remember the poll throughout Obama's presidency showed the number one concern of Americans was jobs and the economy. Today, people think things are going really well. So, the other thing is the tax cut's only been in effect for less than 1 month.
Yeah.
And we've already seen 2 million Americans getting either bonuses, pay raises, or benefit increases. That's a phenomenal performance.
Yeah, and I do think that's the key right there, is that because we're looking at the same poll, I think the key right there is exactly what you said. Let's ask this question again 5 months down the road. Once those people are starting to see it in their paychecks and they're starting to realize, oh, I have more money, and look, I can do more things with this. I'm getting double the deductions and all this other stuff, that maybe those numbers will be different.
And the other interesting thing that's going to come up, and I've advised Republicans to do this. I don't know if they're going to take my advice. I think that that they should, in the next few weeks, bring up a bill that would make the Trump tax cuts permanent. Because remember, when we devised this plan, we were trying to stuff a $3 trillion tax cut into $1.5 trillion hole. So we had to phase out some of the tax cuts in the fifth, sixth, seventh year. And the Democrats howled in protest over that. Remember, they, oh my gosh, the middle class tax cuts go away in 2024. So let's have a vote, tomorrow that basically puts these Democrats on the spot and says, okay, let's make all of these tax cuts permanent. The child credit, the doubling of the standard deduction, all of the middle class rate reductions. What do you guys think? I mean, put the Democrats on the spot and let's see if they now vote against a pure middle class tax cut.
We've seen some of the naysayers here, a little bit the pessimists, including places like the New York Times, saying, look, this market can't hold. The economy is not going to keep on having a rocket ship performance month after month after month. As it's always nice to have an economist on, because I can ask you this question. Structurally, is the economy healthy and will it sustain?
Yeah, it's very healthy. Look, the stock market is a roller coaster, right? I'm not going to predict on your show that we're going to see, you know, this phenomenal gains in the stock market like we've seen in the last 14 months. In fact, I doubt that's going to happen. I mean, the stock market is up 43% since Donald Trump was elected president. And, you know, it goes up and down, and I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a couple months of the stock market catching its breath. Maybe investors have gotten a little bit ahead of themselves. But structurally, the economy, no, it looks very positive. And, you know, the world economy is picking up in no small part because the U.S. economy is picking up. The investment, you know, Larry Kudlow, who's, I know, on your show once a week, I listen to you guys every day, he says this very well, that the problem under Obama was that businesses weren't investing. And if businesses don't invest, you know, workers can't get pay raises, they can't hire more workers. Now we're seeing a big spurt of business investment, as shown by the Apple story. And by the way, you know, I'll bet you in the next course of the next couple of months, we're going to see dozens of more companies make announcements like Apple. Not as big as the Apple one, but you're going to see more and more companies bringing that money back home. And I want to link this directly to the repatriation, right? We basically said to these companies, we'll charge you 10% tax. You bring those trillions of dollars back to the United States. By the way, why Obama didn't do this 5 years ago is a mystery. I mean, it was just a freebie, right? And now we're seeing not only more investment capital in the United States, but we're actually raising tax revenues, you know, and reducing the deficit by doing it. I mean, it's a total win-win.
That's right. And one of the few times when you can get the leadership of Apple to admit that the president of the United States did something right.
Steve, well, you know what? One quick thing about
yeah.
that. You know, Tim Cook is not a big Donald Trump fan.
No, not at all.
And that makes the story all the sweeter, right? It's not as if he's doing this as a gift to Trump. He sort of begrudgingly had to admit that Apple is making this decision because of the power of this tax cut.
Steve Moore, thank you. And thank you for listening all the time. We love having you.
I love you.
We've
got
to keep it to a high standard. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let me start off with the good news for Metrorail. They are no longer single-tracking the Green Line train, so resolved quicker than they thought here. They had been single-tracking between PG Plaza and Fort Totten. No longer the story. They've dealt with the issue of the track outside of the station. However, still have some lingering delays. Now it's about getting back onto the right schedule here. Out to the roads we go. 270 out of Frederick down through Urbana. Still heavy on the brakes. We had the crash. Had been over to the shoulder briefly and out in Hyatt's town dealing with some of that volume. Beltway Bethesda, inner loop bunched up near Old Georgetown Road and right as you merge off of 70 around toward Connecticut Avenue, topside outer loop toward Georgia Avenue. Here we are on 210, much improved Indian Head Highway up toward Palmer Road now that the crash is out of the travel lanes and the Virginia Beltway crash. Trying to get this to the right shoulder. Been really busy. Inner loop as you come up toward the Little River Turnpike. Delays as you merge off of I-95 northbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny skies, a high of 49 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 29. Saturday, mainly sunny, a high of 56. And then Sunday, times of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-50s and lows in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 27 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, Virginians, pay attention here because this could affect you. There's a bill that's been proposed by a Virginia lawmaker, Delegate Mike Mullen of Newport News, Virginia, that would target drivers who don't clear the snow off their vehicle before they get on the roadway. You've seen this, of course. You get on the road, and maybe you'll see a vehicle that looks like Tron, where there's like just lasers of snow behind it, just like flying down the roadway. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. You got to clear that car off, especially before you hit that deep freeze, because some of those will just slide right off the car, especially those semi-trucks if they don't clear them. Boom, right through a windshield. I mean, those can be not only devastating, but could actually kill people and have.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm amazed at the number of people who just don't. They're like, I'll drive down the road, it'll all come off. Yeah, it's going to come off on someone else's car. And even if it's the light snow, which, you know, it looks really cool when you're driving down the road with the big snow behind you, there's someone behind you who can't see anything because they're basically in a whiteout from all the cool snow that's coming off of your car. Now, is that going to break your windshield? No. But is it dangerous? Yes. And it saddens me that we need politicians to pass a law because people are basically knuckleheads and don't use common sense. So we have to legislate common sense because people just don't think before they do.
I'd hope with a law like this that the law enforcement could use common sense, too, about who they apply it to. It's a $100 fine is what the bill is suggesting, making it unlawful for any person to operate on the highways in the Commonwealth, a moving motor vehicle with any amount of accumulated snow or ice on the exposed surfaces of the vehicle. So they're trying to basically prevent these types of hazards from happening on the roadways when snow accumulates.
Now, the other question is, how do you get the frozen ice off your car? That's somewhat of a problem. You get it off the hood by running the car. Get the engine, but how do you get it off the trunk? How do you get it off the roof if there's frozen like ice? What do you take a flamethrower to it? I don't know how you get
to it
that
as
off.
It's falling. Grab that broom and
Stay up all night and just do that.
But it is to your point about the notion of government getting involved, passing laws. You think about it, like what's the point of government? There's some of it is just basically, you know, build the roads and some of these like safety regulations. They seem like it's the type of thing that government maybe should be involved in. It's a subject of debate, I'm sure. I'm sure some people don't want to see any new laws or fines, but it is nice either way to either create a new law or enforce current law, which is going to. I imagine there's some current law that addresses the fact that a hazard is hanging on the top of your vehicle. That one that's about to fly off. Like you
small
actually
child, ice,
yeah,
whatever.
Mean, like you can't have like a payload in the back of your vehicle that's clearly about to fall out and destroy people's ways to work. So the snow issue, a big one, and especially as we go through these winter months.
Well, you talk about things flying out of the back of cars. I have seen, especially contractors, I'm sorry, contractors, I see it all the time, though, where they take their pickup truck and they throw their garbage in the pickup truck throughout the day.
No.
You know, they throw it in the back of the pickup truck. And then they drive down the highway and their garbage just flies out of the back of the truck and they get home and there's no garbage.
How dare you attack hardworking contractors? Just
I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've had many of them working in my home. I've seen it.
Like a pack of snow, I'll let this one slide. 821 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices. Starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats, our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs you can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Classes start January 29th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Attorney Mike Collins here. We finally have a new tax bill. Like it or hate it, finally we can focus on doing what makes sense without worrying about the twists and turns of the tax law. Making sure we don't leave an expensive mess behind and that we protect our family's inheritance from lawsuits, divorce courts, and other perils with our innovative reservoir trust. Come to my seminar and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family with a rock-solid estate plan. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitman in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services on the Rock Creek Parkway. All lanes coming south in the morning commute. Southbound near P Street, that's where we have the crash activity. So extra volume for all of you taking that trip on the Rock Creek Parkway. George Washington Parkway, pretty solid here as you head south from 123. And that delay had taken us down to the Key Bridge. It looks like it's now broken up. They just passed Spout Run Parkway, so crews on their way to check to see if there's something now in the way. At southbound side of GW. Northbound, you're doing okay. Virginia Interloop northbound slows as you merge off of northbound 95, off and on around toward 236. That's where we had the incident, 395 heavy into Landmark. Metro Rail, no longer single tracking those Green Line trains, trying to make the recovery in time, heading over around toward Fort Totten. The earlier issue has been resolved, and we have some road closures in place already around Capital One Arena for the March for Life rally, and then later on today on Constitution Avenue, rolling closures between basically 1 and 3:30 p.m. between 12th and 1st Street Northwest on Constitution Avenue. Now, do you have an idea for a new product or app? Protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention. Get started. Hit 800-294-7417. That's 800-294-7417. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In real nice shape now with temperatures getting into the 50s, maybe the mid-50s over the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine around today with a few clouds early. 49 tonight, upper 20s, suburbs a bit colder. Sunshine on tap for the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 28 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
This memo must become public, that it alarms us greatly, and that I believe that the consequence of its release will be major changes in people currently working at the FBI and Department of Justice.
All right, that was Florida Representative Matt Gaetz talking about a memo. Now, this was reported on by Catherine Herridge, and I think Catherine just is phenomenal, just perfect. She checks her sources. She is really trustworthy when it comes to her reporting. And this is about how members of the House yesterday saying that they viewed what is called a, quote, shocking classified memo that allegedly details abuse of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, also known as FISA, by senior Justice Department and FBI officials in relation to the investigation of the Trump campaign. And they are now calling for it to be declassified and made available to the public immediately.
Wow.
Yesterday, Representative Mark Meadows was on Fox News, and he's quoted as saying, "It's troubling. It is shocking. Part of me wishes that I didn't read it because I don't want to believe that those kinds of things could be happening in this country that I call home and love so much." Scott Perry from Pennsylvania echoing Mark Meadows' sentiments here.
Four pages. You knew as soon as you read them and you think about this, is this happening in America or is this the KGB? That's how alarming it is.
This is, wow. This is like on the level of the way conspiracy theorists talk about things, like in terms of just doomsday signals. All of a sudden, you have all of these members of Congress who are just clamoring for public release of this memo because they've just been read in on it, and they are shocked by what they see. To have a congressman refer to the FBI of his own country as, is this the KGB? That's troubling. It is about time that memo be made public. It's time for people to realize what's in there.
Representative Steve King called what he saw in the memo, quote, sickening, and said it was, quote, worse than Watergate. Representative Jim Jordan was on with Sean Hannity last night. Here's his take.
Sean, what I read today in that classified briefing room is as bad as I thought it was, and every single American citizen should have the ability to see that information to know exactly what our FBI was up to.
Will it shock the conscience of the American people?
Sean, it shocked me.
Now, the viewing of the memo...
And he works in Washington.
That's true. Yeah. The bar is pretty high for shocking. All Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee voted to be able to see this, to make it available to all House members. Every Democrat on the committee voted against it, which makes me wonder, what are they hiding? Why don't they want this to be seen?
I mean, it is wild stuff. Everything from when Devin Nunes approaches the White House, talks about unmasking, people being revealed that shouldn't have, American citizens being revealed that shouldn't have, the idea that the agencies of the government would in any way be compromised for political purposes to simply spy on political opponents. Very troubling. We'll find out, hopefully, very soon what's in that memo. Many members of Congress calling for it.
Yeah, and there are more and more. There's more here that we will talk about with Brett Baer coming up, right?
Sure.
He will be coming up at 8:35, anchor for special report for the Fox News Channel. So hopefully he can make us a little bit smarter about that. We'll also talk to him about the latest on the shutdown and DACA and all of it, because Brett knows everything.
Our buddy Brett coming up next. It's 8:30, time for WMAL News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The House has passed another continuing resolution to keep the government funded for another month, but there is not much optimism on Capitol Hill this morning as the deadline for averting a government shutdown is now just hours away.
When you talk to Senate Democratic aides, when you talk to Senate Republican aides, they're saying this is going to happen, not a deal. A shutdown. How long the shutdown is going to be the big question. Is this something that peters out after a couple of days over the weekend and they figure out some pathway forward? Nobody really knows at this point.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Dr. Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University, says a shutdown itself may not be as big a problem as people think, but...
The uncertainty from not having a budget. Washington region's economy is very dependent on federal employment and federal spending. It's at least 25% of the economy still. And so having that uncertain just puts a drag on everything else.
And Fuller says a shutdown would hurt the region's reputation. The annual March for Life takes place today in Washington. It's the largest yearly event for opponents of abortion. And this year, a first, President Trump will become the first sitting president to address the gathering. He'll speak via video from the Rose Garden. Jeannie Mancini heads the March for Life Education and Defense Fund.
It's very expensive to pay for the security costs. So when you invite a major VIP to come and speak, you have to cover all of the costs of the magnometers and all the different machines and everything. And for security reasons, we thought this was the better.
Mancini spoke here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. Montgomery County Council member Roger Berliner leads the pack of candidates for county executive in terms of fundraising. That, according to campaign finance reports filed this week. And in Prince George's County, state's attorney Angela Alsobrooks has a big fundraising lead over the rest of the Democratic field seeking to become that county's executive. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,018, the NASDAQ at 7,296. Sports sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. The Caps lose in New Jersey in overtime. College basketball, Maryland wins, Virginia wins. NBA, the Wizards meet the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When Marlon Shirley was 5, he lost his foot. Today, as the world's fastest amputee, he runs the 100 meters in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcome it. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life.
If you've been talking about remodeling your kitchen, well, now is the best time to get started while the memory of the holidays is fresh in your mind. This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters, suggesting you make a list of what worked and didn't work in your old kitchen during the holidays. Think about the countertops. Was there enough space for all the food? Were you bumping into each other while you worked? Did you have enough storage and is it in the right place? Then bring your list to one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who can help you find the right solutions. Get some great ideas at CabinetDiscounters.com in the photo gallery of kitchens we've actually remodeled. Then download the free planning guide. And at CabinetDiscounters.com, you'll find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers so you can call for a free consultation. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality.
Powers Up Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it, but with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees, and earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of U.S. Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes. From the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea. From the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, trying to get out of Manassas Park up in towards Centerville. The crash really putting the slowdown on this trip on 28. So if you're heading 28, say, from Yorkshire Lane, that's right about where the delay begins. And that's off and on up toward Braddock Road. New Braddock Road, before you can get to I-66. We also had a crash reported north of 66 on 28 northbound, right as you come up toward Walney Road. So in that area, under police direction as well. On the George Washington Parkway, we have a northbound delay due to the crash. Northbound near the exit towards Spout Run. Southbound heavy in that area, beginning back near 123. So GW Parkway has been quite slow this morning. Definitely seeing the extra bailout traffic onto Chain Bridge Road toward the Chain Bridge. Rock Creek Parkway, we've been in a delay. Southbound lanes, all lanes are southbound during rush hour, heading down toward P Street due to the crash. Southeast Southwest Freeway, just seeing the volume in each direction on 270 South, still with a delay in Urbana due to the accident that we had, but still had some activity on the shoulder. Metro Rail, Green Line trains no longer single tracking between PG Plaza and Fort Totten, but still residual delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Beautiful blue sky, upper 40s, maybe even 50 degrees in spots, upper 20s tonight, outside the Beltway a little bit colder, plenty of sunshine tomorrow, well above average in the mid-50s, and the warming trend continues as we stay in the mid-50s on Sunday. Early next week, we stay in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Chantilly, 21 in Germantown, 29 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 837 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us to talk this morning, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel and Special Report. Brett Baer, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you, sir. We were just talking about some great reporting by Catherine Herridge at the Fox News Channel. Tons of Republican lawmakers at this moment are warning the public that a memo that they've read, courtesy of the House Intel Committee, is shocking. We see members of Congress comparing it to the KGB tactics in the United States. What can you tell us about Fox's reporting on this memo?
Well, this memo has been put out to House members and all 435. So it's not just the Intel committees anymore, and they are pushing to release it to the public. And you're right, after seeing these congressmen react to it, it is, they describe abuses, serious abuses of FISA. I think it'll come out public, essentially, if you're letting all 435 read it, even if you don't put it out public, it's essentially coming out public. They're not the best at not leaking if they're not on one of those intel committees. But I think what you're seeing here is a description of the dossier being used to get a FISA warrant. And some of the backstory about how that happens.
Yeah, I mean, this is coming from the House Intel Committee, emanating from there. You know, Devin Nunes got into some trouble when he went to the White House seeking to warn them about the nature of unmasking requests during the Obama administration as well. And I imagine that, I mean, this has to truly be shocking to get these members of Congress to say this. Otherwise, this is just hyperbole run amok. If this thing comes out and it's nothing, Republicans are going to have a lot to answer for.
I agree. I don't think it's nothing, no. I mean, just listening to the descriptions. And, you know, also need to credit Sarah Carter, who's done, you know, great reporting on this. Sean Hannity obviously has covered it on his show nonstop. But I think over the next few days that you're going to get this out there. And then there's going to be a recalibration of what we've covered so far, and it'll be interesting to see how much oxygen this side of the story gets elsewhere.
Yeah, and I don't expect it to get a lot of play from the propagandists on the left. I just don't see it happening. And listen, one of these House members can just say that they have a cold, like Dianne Feinstein. That's why she released the, right? Isn't that why she released
the transcript?
Yeah, the transcript. She had a cold, and she wasn't thinking clearly. So one of them could have a cold.
Yeah, and it is flu season.
It absolutely. I was hallucinating. Let's talk about the shutdown that is supposed to happen at midnight tonight. Are the Democrats really going to give up and vote against the child health plan, the CHIP plan that they so desperately want that is guaranteed for 6 years in this? Are they really going to vote against that?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the House moved it over to the Senate, so it is there. Continuing resolution, 6 years of funding the Children's Health Insurance Program. And there is nothing in this short-term bill that Democrats oppose. I mean, not one thing. So, you know, the whole thing about Republicans, the talking point is, well, this is horrible because Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House. But they don't really control the Senate because you have to get 60 votes to move forward. And there is a whip count out by Senator Schumer's side that is urging Democrats to vote against this CR in an effort to, you know, push the issue on DACA. So it's going to be tough, I think, to make it stick that it's the Republicans who shut down the government if it does happen.
So this is like, what, the fourth time in as many months or so that we've had to deal with this short-term fight. And in prior iterations of it, Democrats have chosen to allow the government to remain open, even though they wanted DACA concessions. What changed from the prior fights to now?
I think they think they have, you know, leverage, and I think they thought they had a president that was going to roll over on what they wanted. And, you know, that they're saying, the White House and Republicans, that if you pass this continuing resolution, we promise that we are going to negotiate in good faith and find some solution to the DACA issue before the deadline of March 5th. I think Democrats are holding the line. And it's interesting to see. I think if when push comes to shove, that someone's going to give, and you'll probably get a CR for 3 to 6 days.
So how does that work? What are the contours of that today exactly? I've been hearing sort of like a several-day CRs coming up. Would the House have to get involved in that again, or are they done with their business?
No, it would have to ping-pong back to the House. So they would amend the bill, likely. I don't know if they leave CHIP in there. I suppose they do. And then it would ping-pong back to the House for a vote.
It's amazing, actually. We talked to Congressman Don Beyer earlier this morning, and he was, like, complaining about all the notion that we would just have, we just keep doing short terms. We got to do a long term. Well, then why would you vote for, like, a several-day bill rather than one that lasts for 28 days, you know?
Exactly. No, it makes no sense other than it fills this sense of urgency that, you know, it needs to get done now. And so they power through and, you know, get to some negotiated point over the next 6 days.
Let me ask you also about your interview with John Kelly earlier this week, because it was important for a number of reasons, including the fact we've seen reporting afterwards that the president may have been unhappy with him, that he suggested in any way that the president was uninformed on the wall and immigration stuff during the campaign. What was the big news item from that Kelly interview?
Well, I think that was it. I mean, I think the reaction of the president and the description of him being fuming and you know, talking to Kelly as soon as he got back to the White House, and even before that, I think the phone rang as he left the studio. But I thought it was pretty straightforward. I don't think that substantively Kelly was saying much different than what the Homeland Security Secretary said on the Hill the other day about the wall system, you know, and the parts of it are concrete wall, parts are fence, parts are, you know, security, you know, and technology and drones. The way in which Kelly said it about evolving obviously didn't sit well with the president. I thought the other things that were interesting in there were, you know, how the process works over there and the fact that he puts two sides of every issue before the president so that to make sure that those arguments are happening in front of the president so he can make a decision.
Yeah, Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham, not happy with that at all. Thank you very much, Brett Baer, as always. Excellent interviews and excellent show. Appreciate
great
you
weekend.
Stopping by the Mornings on the Mall, as usual. 8:45 now, time for some traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some traffic. All right, you asked for it. Okay, here we go. To the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, we had the crash near 210 on those far right local lanes. It's been cleared, and we're really starting to see that ease out. Let me take you into the Lake Ridge area of Virginia on the Prince William Parkway. If you're heading, say, in the southbound direction, as it turns into Old Bridge Road, that's where we have the crash activity. Watch for police there. On 28 Virginia, north of I-66 at Walney Road for the crash. And coming out of Manassas Park, it looks like we have a report of two separate incidents now, north on 28 near Compton Road and one near New Braddock Road. So 28, a couple obstacles that you're going to need to deal with for a while. Heading in through town, we, of course, we've been talking about the March for Life today, and already we have road closures around Capital One Arena. So expect to see some of those closures and delays. And for Metro buses, we'll have to detour, so a little extra time. And then later on today, Constitution Avenue from 12th to 1st Street, that'll be closed between 1 and 3:30. So definitely want to watch for that. George Washington Parkway crash northbound near Spout Run with big delays almost back to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In real nice shape now with temperatures getting into the 50s, maybe the mid-50s over the upcoming weekend. Lots of sunshine around today with a few clouds early. 49 tonight, upper 20, suburbs a bit colder. Sunshine on tap for the weekend with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 28 degrees, 8:46 on WMAL.
That's RuPaul. That is the theme song I believe it's the theme song for the drag race show, RuPaul's Drag Race, which drag queens.
Very important piece of American entertainment.
Drag queens compete to win. And I don't know. I find it funny. I don't watch the show, but I do find the entire idea of, you know, the drag queen thing funny. Well, Nancy Pelosi, our very own Nancy Pelosi, is apparently a fan of the show. It's on VH1, and right now it's Drag Race All-Stars. And Nancy Pelosi is judging. She has served as a judge. She's already done it. Her appearance has already been taped. The series does not start until January 25th.
Wow, so she's a drag queen. It's confirmed.
No, she's a judge of the drag queens.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, no. She's
sorry,
not good enough to be a drag queen. She's not good enough to be a drag queen. They're way,
story.
Yeah, way over the top. She tweeted out, she said, "All I can say is you better work, W-E-R-K, because that's the way it is on this show.
She didn't write this
work
tweet.
It. Had a fabulous time with RuPaul, and good luck to all the queens. Hashtag drag race.
You better work? There's
better,
no way Nancy
work.
Pelosi wrote this tweet. Does
you
she know that she has a Twitter? Does anyone told her that there's a thing called Twitter and that she's using it?
Listen, she's from San Francisco, so this supports her base. I get it. I don't see any harm in it. This is actually something Nancy Pelosi's done that I'm like, who cares?
Pelosi, you know, here's what else Pelosi's done. Look at her attacking the CHIP program with the continuing resolution.
This is like giving you bowl of doggy do, put a cherry on top, and call it a chocolate sundae.
She found the analogy.
This is nothing. This is
doggy do with a cherry on top.
At least it's not crumbs.
There's no way she knows she has a Twitter. She's like searching for analogies. She can't find Twitter.
Well, she gets time to think about Twitter before she does it. So I think you're right, though.
849 WMAL.
It's a brand new year, and you've made your New Year's resolutions, haven't you? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Millions of people make resolutions, but most don't stick with them. Give yourself an edge and call us at Edelman Financial Services. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people just like you set goals and create a plan to achieve them. Whether you want a plan for retirement, save for college, buy a second home, or whatever. Take advantage of the new year. You've been wanting to get your personal finances in order, and now's your chance. 35,000 families around the country have turned to Edelman Financial Services for financial planning and investment management. Come see why they've made that choice. We have a local office convenient for you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Could a spit test one day diagnose a concussion? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Two-thirds of concussions occur in kids. For most of them, their symptoms are going to go away after about 2 weeks. But for some children, they may last a lot longer. It's frustrating for both parents and physicians that we can't accurately and objectively predict how long a child's concussion symptoms might last, says the author of a new study out of Penn State. So he and a team of researchers say they've identified five small molecules in saliva. They're called microRNAs, and they have the potential to diagnose a concussion and predict how long the symptoms might last. It's more accurate, they say, than standard survey measures that are typically used in clinics. If the study findings are replicated in further research, the test could one day help determine when your son or daughter can safely return to sports or school. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
It's a new year, so you've got a fresh start in making life less stressful. Start with parking. This year, don't park, Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, you can get everywhere you need to go on time and without breaking the bank. Simply download the Spot Hero app, then search for a spot near your destination. Spot Hero will show you tons of options and let you reserve and pay in advance. No more driving around just hoping and praying to find parking. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Discover the dinosaurs as you trek through time with your family to see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons at Discover the Dinosaurs Time Track, January 26th through 28th at the DC Armory. Meet a baby dino, dig for bones, roar like a raptor, test your T-Rex trivia, see a dino skeleton come to life, and visit the Dragon's Realm to encounter mystical life-size dragons. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience. January 26th through 28th at the DC Armory.
Have you heard Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish?
The clients we work with are typically in between 50 to 70, with just a few years away until full retirement, maybe already retired, or sometimes even months away. God forbid, if a crash or serious correction happens, we don't let a lifetime's worth of savings be wiped out.
Abe tries to ensure that you're protecting what it is that you do have.
Join them Saturday afternoon at 4 here on WMAL and visit retirementkeyradio.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. Win up to $10,000 weekly in free play and a chance at the grand prize of $100,000 in cash. Just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entries. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Update sponsored by 7-Eleven. Reminder around Capital One Arena. We have some closures for the rally for the March for Life, and then later on today along Constitution Avenue, planned for about from 1 to 3:30. The rolling closures between 1st and 12th Streets Northwest. All right, Rock Creek Parkway trying to make the recovery southbound with the incident that had been down near P Street on the George Washington Parkway north. Northbound, the broken down in the right lane still at last check, and big delays through there. Also southbound, very slow as well. I'd avoid for some time that northbound stretch. It's almost back at the, looks like it's back at the 14th Street Bridge. 395 off the Beltway through Landmark slow. Yesterday after 9, they started to set up some road work, so watch for some activity there. Now you can go beyond breakfast with endless options at 7-Eleven, where you can get fresh brewed coffee and everything else you won't find anywhere else at participating locations. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking Friday morning, a nice clean commute and a nice clean drive home this afternoon. Beautiful blue sky, upper 40s, maybe even 50 degrees in spots. Upper 20s tonight, outside the Beltway a little bit colder. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, well above average in the mid-50s. And the warming trend continues as we stay in the mid-50s on Sunday. Early next week, we stay in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 28 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being Ray?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you meeting a lot of singles, but not the right one for you? The problem with online dating is not a lack of options. It's that you spend so much time searching and swiping and messaging just to be ignored with no reason given. Stop the frustration with online dating and make real face-to-face connections. Chris Plant here, and if 2018 is the year you want to find love, it's time to turn to the professionals at It's Just Lunch. The matchmakers at It's Just Lunch get to know you and then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive database. The success of It's Just Lunch is built on creating high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. So before you know it, you'll be face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and is as serious about dating as you are. Call or text 202-466-6699. That's 202-466-6699. Or visit itsjustlunchdc.com and ask about their New Year's special offer.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond. Suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis Diamond Jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
GW Hospital had the technology that saved my heart and saved my life.
I couldn't ask for better care. I couldn't ask for a better experience.
I know that without GW Hospital, I wouldn't be alive.
Our patients can't imagine life without the care they received here. For life's defining moments, the George Washington University Hospital. Learn more at gwhospital.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
All right, that March for Life coming up. The President of the United States is going to speak today. Of course, going to cause a lot of chaos because he'll say something nice about unborn babies.
And hopefully that memo will somehow make its way into the public
purview. Oh, come on. It's already leaked somewhere.
You think it's already been leaked?
435 members of Congress can keep a secret.
Somebody's got a cold.
No.
Isn't it amazing? Well, no Democrat's going to leak it, right?
No.
And the Democrats got it yesterday, and it hasn't leaked.
So the Washington Post will not have the story.
Well, that means the Democrats really don't want it out, because they'll just leak anything at any time. Doesn't matter. Highly classified, they could give a flying. But the Republicans, they've been sitting on it. It's time it leaks.
Right,
it should leak.
All right, we're staying with you
during
for the next 3 hours.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump now will be staying in Washington instead of going to Mar-a-Lago until a spending bill is passed by Congress. Now, the deadline for congressional action to avoid a shutdown is now just 15 hours away. House Democratic Whip Steny Hoyer of Maryland was among those who voted no last night on the House short-term bill.
We have two parties. Both parties are necessary to pass legislation. There needs to be compromise. And the Republicans have refused now for 136 days come to some sort of compromise and agreement on what the funding levels of government are going to be. This is, after all, a funding resolution.
Meanwhile, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says Congress better plan to work through the weekend.
But Senator Warner and I said, and we're joined by Republicans, Lindsey Graham, Mike Rounds, Jeff Flake, John McCain, it's time to stop this foolishness and actually just negotiate a final budget deal. We're very, very close to it. Kicking it down the road for a month, we're not going to know any more in a month than we know right now. So what Congress should do is just stay in over the weekend and finish the budget deal, and that's our preference.
One expert says a federal shutdown would, of course, not be good for our local economy, but it would also not be good for our reputation.
George Mason University professor Dr. Stephen Fuller.
The region already has a tarnished image or brand. Because of how it's portrayed by the current administration.
Fuller says Discovery's decision to move out of Silver Spring in favor of New York didn't help the region either. He says the combination could leave business people wondering.
What might be wrong with Washington, the region, as a place to do business?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is wasting no time in making sure Amazon knows how much Montgomery County wants the company's second headquarters. Amazon yesterday put Montgomery County on its short list of potential sites, and the governor says
we will be submitting a bill on Monday lay out all the proposed tax incentives and all the proposed things that are going to go along with the. We are waiting to determine whether Baltimore City and or Montgomery County was actually on the short list before submitting that, but I think you'll get many of those details on Monday.
D.C. and Northern Virginia, of course, are also on Amazon's shortlist. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam hailed the announcement yesterday as the payoff for what he called an unprecedented level of local and regional collaboration. A memo from the House Intelligence Committee on alleged abuses of government surveillance is now circulating on Capitol Hill, and many lawmakers say that four-page memo should be made public to expose abuses described by some lawmakers as shocking, troubling, and alarming. Before the holidays, you heard us talk about Wreaths Across America, the volunteer group that lays out thousands of wreaths at each grave at Arlington Cemetery. Well, now it's time to clean them up.
It's a pretty drastic undertaking for the one day that they're there. So you come in and you'll see them in the morning, and about 2 hours later, they'll all be gone.
Tomorrow's the day for the event they've dubbed Wreath Up, Wreath Out, says spokesman Dan Mead. They're looking for volunteers to come tomorrow and give them a hand removing all those old wreaths. A bill designed to soften penalties for Virginia for stealing smaller dollar items has now passed the state Senate. The Senate has voted to raise the felony theft threshold from its present $200 to $500. Virginia has kept its felony bar at $200 since 1980. And a Virginia Senate committee has killed a bill that would have offered in-state tuition rates to Dreamers. One Republican lawmaker says we have got to fix this problem on a federal level. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,018, the NASDAQ at 7,296. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think. Thanks